This is the Evolve Marriage Podcast, episode 71. Today we're talking about being needy versus having needs. Hi, I'm Kate McDougall.
And I'm Eric McDougall, certified master coach.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where every week you learn valuable skills to help you evolve your marriage so your best years together are ahead of you. Here we go.
Oh, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, everybody.
Coming in live from our bedroom studio.
Coming in live from the trailer park. Still in a trailer park. Officially a trailer park this time.
Yeah, literally, like, there's karaoke going on, like, a few doors down from us.
Remember when we were party animals like this?
I mean, I'd be karaokeing.
Yeah, last night I was like, it was like 9:30 at night, and I'm like, oh, why did those people turn down that racket?
Go to bed. Yeah. I'm tired.
That's right.
Yeah, we're a little tired.
No, it's fine.
Being a parent is tiring, exhausting.
Yeah.
Fresh air is exhausting.
Is fresh air exhausting?
Yes.
Really, people just like, people out there breathing, they're just like,
oh, I'm so tired.
God, no, so much oxygen.
So, you know what? Our two listeners will understand.
Need some of that smog.
Because they're my friends.
Yeah. So today we're talking about
being needy.
And no, having needs.
Having needs.
Yeah, yes. Having needs.
Having needs.
And really this idea of where being needy comes from.
Right.
We're going to explain that a bit, right? Why we hear this word neediness and at its core, where does that come from? And then we're going to talk about, you know, how we all have needs and what that actually means in the context of a relationship. And then we're going to tell you exactly how to get your needs met every single time.
Every time.
No, that's not true.
That's impossible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it might not be impossible.
I mean, unless you're married to a robot.
Yeah, maybe. Imagine being married to a robot.
Well, that'd be awesome.
That'd be what? Hey!
Well, you're pretty much already a robot.
Yeah, but we're going to explain, beep, beep, beep. Give you something to think about by the end of this episode so you can get really clear about what it is that you need, and you can also invite your partner to that conversation, which would be really great.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Absolutely.
So, neediness.
Neediness.
What does that mean?
What neediness? Is being needy? Well, honestly, I think it is a term that is used far too often. I'm going to say especially women, but I don't know. You work with a lot of men, so I don't know if men feel needy, but I know talking to my girlfriends, talking to people, like to other women, we often feel like we're needy.
Oh, like we're, so it's like self-judgment. Like you think you're needy.
Self-judgment, yes. Self-judgment. Or also, yeah, sometimes there's other women who feel like their husbands are needy.
Yeah, like being all these man babies.
Man babies, you know, especially moms. Oh, yeah. Especially moms. They think their husbands are needy because you're being pulled left and right all day by your kids. And then you've got your husband at the end of the day who has a need. And then you're like, oh, he's so needy. Like, can't I just have time for myself? So
you don't like it at the end of the day when I'm just like panting with my pants off? It's not, doesn't, no.
No. Doesn't do it for all me.
Right. It hasn't worked, but one day.
Whoa, so sexy. So yeah, so neediness, I guess, is this judgment we put either on ourselves or on our spouse when we feel like either we're asking for too much or they're asking for too much.
Yeah. And I think the really important thing to think about here is oftentimes your judgment of whether you or someone else is needy is totally relative to what you think should be happening in that situation.
Yeah.
Right. So what we also say all the time is, you know, if you think your husband should be, you know, satisfied with having sex once a week, but he wants to have sex three times a week, you will judge him as needy, right?
Right.
Because based on your belief, he should be satisfied. And the fact that he's not satisfied with what he has puts him into the needy category.
Right, exactly. But then another woman could have the exact same scenario, except she only feels her husband's needy when he asks for sex, you know, once a month. And so everybody's perception of neediness is different. There's no, you know, set definition of what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, you know, you'd have a man and a woman, you know, in this case, I'm the one who likes having long philosophical conversations and I love talking about our emotions and all that stuff. Yeah, all the time. And sometimes Kate can judge that as falling into a bit needy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Eric needs attention. Like, he needs to have conversations with me.
Yeah, he needs to have another conversation.
Yeah, and it usually probably comes at a time when you're not willing to expend that energy to enter in that conversation. Yeah. Therefore, you know, I am needy.
Yeah. And I find my neediness, like when I'm very much of a self-judgment neediness. Like I don't often see you as being needy, but I will often see myself as being needy. And it falls often when it comes often from that scoreboard mentality I have.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So oftentimes what we call the scoreboard mentality is, you know, if I think Eric's doing more than me, and then I have, you know, a desire that I would like to talk to him, I would say, for example, like, I need attention tonight. That would make me feel very needy.
If I took care of the kids all day, exactly, and cleaned the house and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If you were busy, busy, go, 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 did so much kind of all day, all week, or I feel like I didn't, you know, pull my share of tasks that week equally, 50-50, then I would feel needy asking for anything at that point, especially like, say, and it can even be something like, hey, I'm going to go out to yoga tonight with the girls, then you're going to be like, oh my gosh, like, she's so needy. Like, I have that perception in my head that Eric thinks that of me. Therefore, what usually happens is I just repress it. I say, oh, never mind. I'm not going to ask for that. I'm just going to stay home tonight. I won't go out to yoga. Or, you know, say I have a need to cuddle in bed with Eric, but I see that he had a really busy day. I'll just not ask him for it. I'll just kind of keep it to myself. Like, oh, never mind. Like, he was really busy today. I didn't really pull my weight. Like, I probably shouldn't be asking for more. So I'll just
let him go. You have a need. Like, you have a want, a desire.
Yeah.
And because you feel like you don't deserve this.
Right. Because I didn't share my tasks.
Right. Exactly. Then
share the tasks.
Yeah. Then you judge yourself as being needy.
Mm-hmm.
And then repress that. Like, you are bad for having a need in that moment.
Exactly. And I think that that's a very common thing that I see a lot of people doing towards themselves, is that whole scoreboard mentality thing. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, especially as women, right? You know, a lot of women who will not allow themselves to have a bubble bath or take a night for themselves with the gals because they have a lot of guilt and shame around
their needs.
I need to be serving everyone. Yeah. Therefore, I shouldn't have needs. I should just be living to serve.
Yeah, and oftentimes we define our needs for our needs in the relationship, our needs with the kids, but we forget about our own personal needs. That I actually, as a woman, have needs that need to be met for myself. And oftentimes, you know, it kind of goes back to our last podcast episode we did. I might have needs for myself that I could actually use the relationship to help me accomplish.
Yep.
But instead, you know, I'm going to feel guilty about it. And never mind. I'm just going to keep that to myself and not say anything. And then that grows resentment. And then I'll get angry. I'll feel unloved. You know, all of a sudden it's like, I'll get angry at Eric because, like, I feel like you don't love me. I feel like you're not paying attention to me. I feel like you're not doing anything for me, even though he's been doing so much. Mm-hmm. And in the end, that comes from me not asking for my needs to be met.
Yeah, and then not to go too far down this rabbit hole, but well, that probably creates within you, I know it creates it within me when I'm in that situation, is this kind of internal battle within myself. Like, who's bad here? Like, mm-hmm. am I bad? Is Eric bad? Like, somebody needs to be wrong here because I'm not feeling good.
Yeah.
And so what's the problem?
Exactly.
And then again, you end up either judging yourself or judging me and growing resentment towards someone, certainly, and then that creates a lot of dysfunction.
Absolutely.
And so when we're talking about needs, you know, so this is number one, we want you to understand that when you talk about someone being needy or you being needy, that it's a judgment, right? Mm-hmm. It's a total judgment based on your own perception of what a person should need and shouldn't need in any single moment, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing we want you to understand in the context of this conversation is when we're talking about needs in a relationship, fundamentally, what we're talking about is a want, a desire that you have that is amplified. This mm-hmm. is the utmost importance, right? So oftentimes we talk to couples or, you know, I talk to men and it's like, well, I don't need to have sex. And it's like, yes, I understand that if you didn't have sex, you would probably continue to live. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not like water or food or air. But in the context of a relationship, when we're talking about needs, we're talking about a want, a desire that you have that is among, like, you know, the top five things that you need to be part of a relationship.
Right. Something that's going to, you know, the four or five things that will make you feel the most fulfilled in your relationship. They're really going to make you feel like you have that level 10 relationship that you have been dreaming of since you're a little girl or a little boy. I don't know. I've been dreaming of relationships for a long time. Did you dream of relationships as a little boy?
Yeah, I guess I did. I guess in my teenage years, I dreamed about relationships, but like in another way.
Sure. So it's so easy to fall into that, you know, neediness trap. It's so easy to fall into that self-judgment or the judgment of your spouse and to say, oh my gosh, they're so needy, or ugh, I'm so needy, I shouldn't ask for anything else. But that only leads to negative things in your relationship. Now, if we can change our mindset, if we can work on creating awareness around our attitude towards our spouse's needs, instead of seeing my spouse as being needy, or instead of seeing myself as being needy, accepting that your spouse, you yourself, have needs in this relationship, and that's normal. And it's actually really healthy to have needs in the relationship. You know, learning to express those needs, learning to identify those needs, learning to notice, you know, my husband's not needy, but he does have needs in this relationship, and I can actually help fulfill those needs by being in the relationship with him.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really important to understand that in order to have a fulfilling marriage, we have needs and we would love our partner to be able to fulfill them. And also, I think it's really important to understand that my needs, Eric, are different than your needs, Kate.
Yeah.
Right? You might need more time to yourself than I need. You might need a cleaner house than I need. Like, whatever. You know, we're just talking about these wants, desires that are extremely important. You know, for me, like, I'm the high desire partner when it comes to sexuality. So for me, my need to have sexual intimacy in our marriage is higher than yours. Right? And, like, our needs are different. And that's okay. Just understanding that in order to have a really fulfilling marriage, we can help each other provide for each other's needs, but also we can actually create space for a partner to often provide for their own needs, right? That, you know, you, Cade, can provide for a lot of your own needs.
Right.
And that sometimes you can actually remove a lot of pressure from the marriage if your partner or you can, you know, be open about what you need and learn how to fulfill those needs elsewhere through community, through social lives, through purpose at work, whatever it may be, right?
Right. Because your spouse, and we often say this, they can't be your everything. You know, I'm a person who really needs to feel wanted. Well, there's some times that Eric is busy. He's got other things on his plate. He can't be that person for me that week to make me feel wanted, to make me feel that noticed as much as I would like to feel noticed or wanted. So in those weeks, in those times, I know it's very important for me to reach out to friends, reach out to family, to also feel wanted and needed and loved and, you know, get attention from other people. I can't just rely on Eric for that, because that would be exhausting for you.
Yeah.
But also, you know, it's, I have a whole circle of people who can give me that different kind of attention that I might be seeking that Eric can't do all by himself.
In that moment.
In that moment.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that I, in, you know, moment to moment, cannot provide for your need to feel wanted, you know, in that situation, does not take away from that desire.
Right. And it's the same thing for your need to have sex, right? There's some times where you're going to want to have sex to fulfill that need, and I'm, you know, not going to be feeling good, not going. Well, there's other ways that we can be intimate that won't necessarily need to feel like we're having sex, like won't necessarily be sex, like that will feel very intimate to you, which I think is going to, you know, fulfill that need in a different way.
Yeah. And I think this is really important as we kind of segue into our next topic of conversation here. You know, I think it's really important to get clear about exactly what it is you need. Because when you're talking about that, right, like oftentimes in our marriages, we're like, oh, like Eric always wants to have sex, or, oh, my husband always wants to have sex, or my wife always wants to have sex, whatever.
Right.
And what's often happening is that's just kind of a, that's like a surface level thing, right? And it's really important to understand, what is it that sex provides for you,
right?
Because for me, when we talk about sex, it's not necessarily the act of sex.
Right. It's not the penetration that you need.
It's like the sexual intimacy. It's the flirting. It's the fun. It's the life energy.
The closeness.
Right.
The touching.
The playfulness. Like all that stuff. I want us to kind of, you know, you to remind me that I'm a man and that you're a woman. And that we go beyond just these parental roles or husband and wife and partners.
Yeah, so like I could just lift my shirt up and show you my boobs and be like, see, I'm a woman, walk away.
You know, we should try it. I don't know. Yeah, that might work. But I guess what I'm saying is, if you're not clear mm-hmm. about, and this is kind of our second point here, is if you're not clear about exactly what it is you need, right? What your wants, what your desires are, you're just going to be like shooting from the hip constantly. Mm-hmm. Just being like, I need this. I need this. I want this. I want this. Like, mm-hmm. and then the problem that you get into is that when you do this and your partner's trying to provide these things for you and you're still unsatisfied, you're still pissed off, you're still resentful. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're frustrated because they're like, I'm giving you exactly what you want, how you asked for it, and you're still mad. And that's because you personally didn't do the work of getting clear on what exactly it is that you want.
And why you wanted that.
Right.
You know, what deep down inside is, what is this going to get me if I ask for this need to be met?
Yeah.
You know, how is this really going to make me feel fulfilled in my intimate relationship with my spouse? So I think you're absolutely right. Getting clear on what you want, I think it's very important for you, if you haven't done it, to take time to write down a list of 4 or 5 needs that you have in your relationship that is an absolute necessity for you to feel fulfilled in your relationship with your spouse.
Yeah. So an example that we use in our family, but in our relationship really, is I have a need to be able to express myself emotionally, mm-hmm. right? And oftentimes we do that really well in the context of our marriage, right? I'm able to express myself. And you know, what I want from you in those moments, this is really important because we have to get clear here, is in the moments when I do express myself, I want you to not judge me, to be open, to not try to solve my feelings, to hold space for me, right? These are the specific ways that you can help me with this need.
Right. I think a great way of creating that list is to say, you know, for example, you could start with like, well, I need sex. And then to ask yourself, well, why? Because I want to feel connected. So, okay. So I need sex to feel connected. Why? I need a relationship that's going to make me feel like I can, you know, be open about my sexuality. Why? Go deeper until you get to the root of that need. Mm-hmm. And really the need is I need to feel wanted in my relationship.
Right. And the best way for me to feel wanted is for my wife to pursue me sexually.
Right.
Right. But there are the ways that you can feel wanted. Mm-hmm. It's just you're so obsessed with this one way. And I'm not saying you know, in general, listener, but I'm saying typically in this moment where it creates dysfunction is you become so obsessed with this one specific way.
Right.
Right. And you become fixated on it. And you don't start to go back to the foundation of like, well, I want to feel wanted in my marriage. And mm-hmm. how can I help my wife understand that? And what are some tips and tricks that I can make it, that I can help her with, so it's very easy for her, mm-hmm. right? If we go back to the marriage of me wanting to express myself emotionally, oftentimes I can do that in the confines of our relationship, but I can also do that with friends, mm-hmm. right? And that happens sometimes where you're busy, you're in report card season, you have a lot going on, or maybe I just need a different type of emotional support. Mm-hmm. And so I reach out to friends, men in my life, you know, parents, family, whatever.
Yeah, you can even journal by yourself. That's a great way for you to express yourself emotionally and have no judgment, nothing, right? So there's so many ways to fulfill that one need. So if when you're writing your list down, there's only one way to answer to that need, you probably need to go deeper.
Yeah. So before you actually go to your partner, you have to make sure that you're clear on what exactly it is that you need in a relationship and then what that looks like for your partner. How can you express it in a way that's like, hey, this is clearly what I need. And here are some ways, if you're willing to help me out, that you could do that. And that's a request, right? That's you requesting your partner to fulfill something that could help you with that need.
Right.
And so I think as we're kind of wrapping up this episode here, you know, some of the big messages we want you to take away is, number one, there's a huge difference between, you know, being needy and having needs. Being needy is literally a judgment statement that somebody makes about a person that doesn't think they should be asking for so much, mm-hmm. right? What we want to get to is really understand that we all have needs. Mm-hmm. We all have wants and desires. Some of them we prioritize more than others, and they're different for each and every one of us. And in a relationship, you can often help each other fulfill those needs, but that it's also important not to put too much pressure on your partner and your marriage to fulfill all your needs, mm-hmm. right? Does that make sense?
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, so what we really want you to do as this episode is ending is really think about some of the important needs that you want to have in a healthy relationship, mm-hmm. right? What is important to you to have in a marriage where you feel totally fulfilled? And even more than that, if your needs were to be being you know, fulfilled and you felt like, okay, this feels awesome, what would actually be happening? What are the actions you would be taking? What are the actions your partner would be taking? And then you could also invite your partner to that conversation if they're willing. You know, a great question you can ask your partner is, you know, if you felt our marriage was an absolute level 10, what type of needs that you have that would be being fulfilled, mm-hmm. right? What type of things would be going on where you're like, wow, this is a level 10 marriage. I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah, I remember when we were planning out this episode, I kind of said, oh, it's important for you to go into a conversation and, you know, talk to your spouse about this. But Eric had a good point saying, well, just get curious about what their needs are without necessarily saying like, oh my gosh, do this exercise and here's how to do it. Just ask them that question Eric suggested, you know, have a conversation, make it fun, make it light, and just get curious about, you know, what would a level 10 relationship look like for you? And then you can probably, you know, see what their needs are behind right. that conversation without going too deep or, you know, becoming a detective. Because I know for me, like that can come off a little bit as like intimidating, you know, especially if one partner is trying to move the relationship forward and the other one isn't, you know, there yet. Mm-hmm. That can be a really intimidating conversation to have. So just be open to hearing your spouse's answers and determining their needs through there. And if they're curious about yours, then share them.
Yeah, that's right. So that's really it for us today. So if you did like this episode and you got some value out of it, please rate and review us on your podcast platform. Share it with somebody you know who might be able to benefit from it, or share it on your socials. That always really helps us out and get our message out there so we can impact marriages all over the world. If you are a man that feels more like a roommate than a lover with his partner and really wants to lead his marriage with healthy masculine energy, feel free to apply to join the Evolve Men's Collective Mastermind. There's a link in the show notes below where you can click. You can see what it's all about. You can apply. When you do apply, I'll reach out to you personally to see exactly what's going on for you and see how I can help. And if you're not ready for that, you can join our free Evolve Men's Collective Facebook group where I go live pretty regularly just to share insights about what's going on in my relationship with Kate. And really to help you grow and learn some new skills so you can lead in your own marriage as a healthy masculine leader. So that's it for us, and we'll chat soon. Cheers.